Well, I hope you enjoyed my story of the Fox Sisters. And I want to thank you joining me here for my Toppy's Terribly Twisted Tales. Spooky goings-on all month long in celebration of gay crema, as Big Fatty would say. All right, there you go, just as it was heard originally way back in 2010. I just have a few remarks.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I just have a few Big Fatty remarks.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3840. BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 25th of October, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Big Fatty, that's not going to take very long. Advent calendars, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your Advent calendars today, because y'all, 2 months, months from today, y'all, it's grandma. And y'all, you know, somebody 1 year, and I'm sorry to say I don't recall who it was, but it was years ago. But someone sent me an Advent calendar, I opened the little thing on the little show each day and all, and you know, they have them all out there. They've got all kinds of that David B. Of the Occasional Fag. He gets one every year that has some sort of little Tonka truck. Not Tonka, what is that thing called? Lego! Lego of my ego! Has some sort of little Lego thing in each day. And he always posts a picture of what it is in there each day. And y'all, it's just kind of a fun little thing. And I mean, they've got them out there that have, like, y'all, I saw one the other day. They had wine, a little sample of wine for each day. So, Big Fatty, are you trying to be a whore? No, I'm not being a whore. But, y'all, if you're looking for a little something to count down the days till crema, yes, Big Fatty, tell them to buy two and send one to you. Well, Big Fatty, you're a whore. Unless it's one from the Sea's Candies.
Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. He loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, I love the Fatty the Pooh music.
It's true. Let's see. Y'all, before I get started on my day, y'all, I kind of ran out of time yesterday, and I didn't want to just gloss over when I was talking about Scotty, the little Aussie battler. Y'all, long time listener of the little show, and met him several times in Hatlanta and at Pride 48, and y'all... He has the rescue greyhounds. He had Alan and Foxy Roxy, and you know the Burries have the rescue greyhounds also. Oh, it's about time for them to be going on their winery tour with the dogs or whatever.
Yes, Big Fatty, is Danbury Jr. old enough to be the designated driver?
No, but he's getting close. But anyway, Alan was with Scotty for a long, long time, and y'all, it was a great companionship that they shared, and. Anyway, I didn't want to just leave it at what I said yesterday, because I felt like I just kind of glossed over it and didn't want it to come across that way. So I'm sure most of you already knew, but y'all think about Scotty. Send him a little message on the Twitty, or I don't know how else to get in touch with him. Big Fatty, you could fly to
Australia and go to Brisbane, or maybe he's in Hervey Bay.
Well, you could, but it's probably easier just to send a textimonium or a Twitty or an e-letter.
Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway,
let's see. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, I mentioned that young Nicholas had stopped by and his brother by another lover, not lover. Poor Rick Roddy. Brother by another mother. y'all, they left, and, y'all, I didn't do a whole lot, on, Sunday evening. I watched the news and the Schucksterminats. Y'all, it was good, let's see, what else did I do? Y'all, I caught up on something on the TV machine. Oh, that Gordon Ramsay, the you know where he screams at the people what is it called? Hades Kitchen, and watch that. And y'all, I had taken the go to bed pills, and by the time it was over, I was beginning to fall asleep in the chaya.
Big Fatty, the special chaya?
No, just the regular chaya. And so y'all had the windows open. Y'all went down to 49 on Sunday night, so it felt good having the windows open. y'all woke up about 5:30 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, I thought it was much later than that, but saw the time, and I just rolled myself right back over and woke up again at 10 minutes after 7. You, Miss Gail King, did not wait, but got up and had my coffee, watched Miss Gail King, read the newspaper, and did the Sudoku and the Wordle, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Big Fatty, some things never change. Y'all, speaking of that, I meant to tell you on yesterday's little show that I did the count of the houses with the crema, the gay crema, and the fall decorations. Y'all were up to 206. I don't think it's going to get... I mean, there may be a handful more that decorate this week, but I think if you're decorated, you're decorated. And so anyway, but that's a good number. That's a good number of places here in Fat Acres that are all decorated up. Came back and I got my share. And what did I do? By the way, one moment, please. And y'all, the NIP has just sent me a message. There's a helicopter hovering in the area. There may be escaped convicts, you know. Or, you know, maybe they're filming a movie, or maybe people they're getting ready to throw the Spanksgiving turkeys out of the helicopter. Be ready. Very few people will get that reference. Stinkpot probably will. Anyway, y'all got out of the chair, and y'all, I just laid down for just a few minutes with the electric mattress pad camisole, and y'all, it was just lovely, just lovely. But now I'm up and moving around, and I watched that Celebrity Jeopardy, and this was the episode that was on Sunday was the best episode they've had, but y'all, it still ain't that good. But was awakened about I was sound asleep by before 9:30 p.m. in the evening on Sunday night, and I was awakened by a testimonium from some friends that of the NIP and I. Y'all, it's the friends I used to do the wine dinners with. 10:30 p.m. in the evening. What are they doing sending testimoniums that late? Big Fatty, they were drunk. Well, maybe. But so we're going to supper. We're going to supper with them Monday evening. And also, congratulations to those who are in the sports ball arena. The Houston Astros and the Philadelphians are in the World Series. And I don't know when it starts, but I'm sure that the Mean King will have a prediction for us. So, y'all, it's been a while since we've heard from Mean King. But y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Benny. I got a card, and y'all, it is a picture of, it's a postcard, it's a picture of the National Navy SEAL Museum. Oh, Big Fatty, I love the SEALs when they balance that ball on their nose, and they, the Navy SEALs. Oh, is that different? Very different. But y'all, it is, it's from Miss Bacon. And, y'all, it says, Fart and the Gang. Shout out to Goo and Ron. Goo and Ron. Okay. Must be DJ Ron. What must your mailman think of me and your address? on our Flow Rider adventure, we happened upon this museum. What a treat that my boys want to spend a week with me traveling around. We really had a blast. There was one day when we were all quiet, not gonna lie. I had to put my foot down on day two of the chauffeur's driving. I didn't take a week in Flow Rider to get whiplash. Shout outs to the peeps I didn't visit. Though it wasn't a meet and greet kind of trip, but I will catch you in April 2023, hot bacon, Woodhaven, a big fatty. Well, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that card. It's very interesting. I'm gonna put a picture of it, but I think I'm gonna wait and save it and put the picture up when I open my gay crema cards. And y'all, I see. According to the mechanical, that I'm getting another one later today. Big fatty. But anyway, thank you, Miss Bacon. It's always nice when people think of Big Fatty when they're on their holiday, and send a kid. But anyway, y'all, I've gotten, I tell you what, I've gotten quite a few, good morning, submissions, but y'all, I'm having a good time, getting them prepared, the Wednesday show, the hump day shows, So y'all, if you hadn't done that yet, just take a minute and it doesn't take nothing to do it, and send Big Fatty y'all. One last thing has nothing to do with the BFO, but something I want to make a prediction. Oh, Big Fatty, you're looking into your crystal ball. Yes, you know that James Corden Blue. He's leaving the Late Show sometime next year. I don't remember exactly when. And y'all, Trevor Noah's Ark is leaving the Daily Show for other pursuits and. Y'all, I'm just going to make a prediction. I think that Trevor Noah is going to take over at the Late Late Show. And you heard it here first. Big Fatty has prognosticated. Oh, Big Fatty, there you are with your big fat words. It's true. I think it's going to be Trevor Noah that takes over for that James Cardon Blue. Yes, Big Fatty, we heard it here first. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Now, y'all, you know, a week from today is November the 1st, and y'all, as far as Big Fatty's concerned, crema has started. But y'all, I guarantee, this week, the last full week of October, y'all, you're going to start seeing crema trees and crema commercials on the TV machine. Yes, Big Fatty. You already see it in the print ads. They've switched to the red and green color scheme. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Stinkpot doing his gay crema special. Stinkpot?
I just have a few, Big Fatty, remarks.
Oh, Big Fatty has those remarks all the time. Everything makes him gassy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.